It says in Psalms 55:17, evening and morning and at noon, I will pray. So that's a good tip. Aim for three times a day. I know that's a tip that pastor gives people. It's like, look, if you haven't started your prayer life, hey, aim for three times a day. You know, when I get on the phone with individuals, I'm like, look, aim for 8 a.m., aim for 12, aim for 8 p.m., 10 p.m. If you skip one, you skip two, chances are you'll get number three. And if you don't get them, then you know what? Keep going at it. Practice makes perfect, amen? That's all we can do. Just keep on practicing, keep on perfecting your discipline. Keep disciplining yourself, but pray. I mean, here's somebody who's saying, hey, morning, night, and noon, I am going to pray. And that's a great way to start out. And a great example of this was Daniel. If you have your Bibles, go to Daniel chapter number 6. Go to Daniel chapter number 6. While you go to Daniel chapter number 6, I'm going to read from 1 Thessalonians 5:16. It says, rejoice evermore. Doesn't get any more simpler than this. Verse 17, three words. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. Why? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. But that's for us as well. It's not just for that individual or those individuals. God wants us to be thankful people. Romans 1, what was the first thing they did? They became unthankful. God forbid that God's people should become unthankful. This morning we have so many things to be thankful for. We have a lot of benefits that we receive from the Lord daily. On my way over here, my wife, I didn't see her text. You know, I stopped answering texts while I drive. It's not becoming a good habit to continue. But she texted me. I didn't see it until I got here. She's like, hey, FYI, there's an accident on Southern. Be careful. And sure enough, I already came across it, you know, but hey, that could have been me. You know, I'm on my way to church. You know, that could have been me. I believe God protected me. You know, so it can happen. You know, it can happen when you make into an accident. Hey, once again, God will protect you. He'll take care of you. You know, but pray without ceasing. Keep doing it as best you can. You're right there in Daniel chapter number 6. One of my favorite stories. Remember, we just read in Psalms, or I just read to you in Psalms 55:17. Evening and morning and at noon, I will pray. And you know what? I've noticed that a lot of statements in the Bible, you know, a lot of statements in the Bible, you'll end up finding stories of people that actually did those things. So here's somebody who's praying, hey, morning, night, and noon. And then we see an example of somebody that's actually doing it. And that's Daniel. Let's take a look. Now, when Daniel knew that the writings were signed, he went into his house and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. This was a habit that he built. I bet you he got there by practicing. Practice makes perfect. He disciplined himself to become this individual that three times a day. And you know what? We're probably going to go through a similar thing. It's going to seem like, hey, the world's going to get wicked. They're not going to love Christians down the road. So, of course, you know, why is he praying three times a day? So that he can be successful in those trying times. You know, during his time, it wasn't the best time to be alive, but I'm pretty sure praying helped, because praying produces peace. You know, just like Stephen in Acts chapter number 6, his face was like the face of an angel. You know, that guy was full of faith. That guy was full of wisdom. So it's not a coincidence. You know, God will give you what you need, and he knows that we all need power, we all need peace, we all need patience. You know, we all need joy, we all need pleasure. He's going to give it to you, but sometimes, hey, we have not because we ask not, right? It just happens. You know, so if you have your Bible, go to Luke 11. Go to Luke 11. I'll just read a few more verses about prayer. Here's Hebrews 13:18. It says, pray for us. The Apostle Paul is saying, hey, pray for us. It's important. Hey, we don't take this for granted. This isn't a joke to us. This is something serious to us. This is important. This is part of our success that people are praying for us. Not just ourselves praying for ourselves, but hey, we want you guys to help us and pray for us for success. Hebrews 13, pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. Let me read some verses about Jesus' prayer life. He was hardcore about prayer. If you know what I'm talking about, let me give you some examples. Matthew 14, and when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. He knew, look, most people are not going to go up a mountain and chase me down. Whatever they want from me, you know what? If it's obviously easy, they'll come to me and kind of hinder me. But he knew I have to make time. I can't be so busy in my day, you know, casting out devils, healing blind people, raising up dead people. I can't get so busy because people are going to suck my time. I gotta break off. I got to go pray. I need it too. And if Jesus Christ needs it, who are we to say, we're all right? You know, if I get to it, great. If not, whatever. If I pray today, I pray today. That wasn't Jesus Christ's attitude. He's like, I got to get away. Up the mountain. If that's what it's going to take, I'm going up that mountain. So nobody follows me because they'll be too tired to get up there. Mark 1:35, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day. Who knows what time that was? 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m.? All I know is before the sun came out. So you kind of guess how early that was. But all we know is that it was early. Amen? It says, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Luke 5:16, and he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. He's escaping. He's like, I need to break away right now. Looking left, looking right. I need to get with God. I need to talk to the Father. I need to get with him. Luke 6:12, and it came to pass in those days that he went up into a mountain to pray and continued, look at this, all night in prayer to God. No sleep, all night. Man, that is hardcore. That is hardcore. I don't know if you guys ever done it. I've never done it. To be praying all night, man, I think he's kind of giving us a heads up. Hey, prayer is important. Amen? Luke 9:28, and it came to pass after 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up. He's like, hey, guys, let's go pray. Where are we going, Jesus? Into a mountain. He's like, we're going up the mountain to pray. And look, I went to the Barnhart Trail. Who's ever done the Barnhart Trail? That's where we shot one of the episodes in our Landmarks episodes. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. But it wasn't that easy. It was like an hour and a half of straight walking up, you know? So then I ended up going back because we thought we left some microphones, you know, with our SD cards. We thought we lost the audio. We left it up in the mountain. So I'm like, yeah, I got to go back. But you know what? I couldn't really remember quite well where it was. So I took my older son with me because he was there the first time. And then my other kids, they didn't know what they were getting themselves into. They begged me to come. I'm like, okay, you want to come? I'll take you. They regretted it. They're like, we're not going up there anymore. And it took us 2 hours to get back to the car. We're up in the mountain. It took us 2 hours to get back, an hour and a half to get up there. That's how much of a beating their feet took. And they're like, no mas, I'm good. And I'll tell them, look, I got one more episode, episode 10 with Pastor Mejia. I need some B-roll. Who wants to come? Not I. That's all right. I'm just ripping on my kids, you know. Hey, it's a volunteer army right now. I may force you guys later. But we got to go this week to get some B-roll. So they want none of that. They had enough the first time around.